historically, a duel in Washington doesn't bode well, but today it might be a sign of a government working. There are reports of rival budget blueprints from Democratic Senator Patty Murray and Republican Representative Paul Ryan. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Ryan's plan will ask for big changes to Medicare and Medicaid, but no new tax increases. Murray's will have modest spending cuts to domestic programs, but higher taxes for corporations and high earners. Now, that sounds like an old divide, but it could be a new day dawning. Rick Klein is political director for ABC News, co-host of that network's webcast Top Line. And Rick, there has not been a budget in years. There's just been these stopgap measures. So do you think these proposals are a big deal?
They are, because we're seeing pen put to paper, which is how you get toward a deal. Now, there's things that we know won't become law. We know that Republicans are done raising taxes. The idea of raising taxes on the rich is just not going to happen. With the Republicans aren't going to go along with that Democratic idea. We also know that the Paul Ryan budget is going to include the repeal of Obamacare. Zero chance of happening, because the president would veto it even if it somehow got through Congress. However, all of that said, there is some area of overlap. Things like tax loopholes, eliminating loopholes, changing the way that you calculate the growth of some entitlement programs. There is a kind of a soft middle here that you could see the two sides coming together on. It's not that a new day has suddenly dawned and there's bipartisanship and kumbaya all around, but there are just these littlest glimmers of the possibility of big talk, the president dining with Republicans, the fact that there will not be a government shutdown later this month. Both sides have essentially taken that off the table. Just little signs right now that we could be moving toward at least some kind of a so-called grand bargain.
Well, you mentioned the tax loopholes. Some Republicans have said they're open to these, you know, closing loopholes instead of raising taxes. But these cuts to social programs, 107 of 200 House Democrats signed a letter to President Obama saying they'll vote against any kind of those kinds of spending cuts. Nancy Pelosi this weekend reiterated no, for instance, raising the retirement age for Medicare. But President Obama once suggested that, and we're going to have a story very soon about how many analysts are saying, wait a second, raising the age, maybe with some means testing from 65 to 67, would raise huge amounts of revenues for the country, but also raise money for people facing retirement. What is the sense of a soft area there?
Well, I think the fact that you've got liberal groups who are up in arms about it actually suggests that there could be real negotiations going on.
Right.
They wouldn't be doing it if they weren't afraid that the president was going to give that away. You're right. President Obama himself, and this is a point he's been making with Republicans, he's been talking about a lot of traditionally Republican ideas, like changing the growth rate of Social Security and Medicare, changing potentially eligibility ages. These are things that have been sacrosanct for a long time. He's putting them on the table, at least to discuss. If you get some of his priorities, you can get some of those. And you may have a situation where Republicans realize they've got a once-in-a-generation chance to restructure entitlement programs, working with a Democratic president and working against his own party in a lot of ways. So I think all of that, it just is adding to the sense in the air for the first time in a long time that there could be actual compromises going on.
Okay, a couple of things politically that caught our eye as you help us set the table for this week. What do you think about reports that actress Ashley Judd is going to run for the Senate seat currently held by the Republican Mitch McConnell?
She is acting like a candidate in waiting, making the moves. The only thing she hasn't done yet is actually move to the state of Kentucky. She's currently a resident of Tennessee, but she'd have to do that and do it fairly quickly. The buzz in political circles is that she'd want to be a candidate by the weekend of the Kentucky Derby, which is the first Saturday in May. That's a big deal, obviously, in Kentucky. The Democrats are of two minds on this. There's some who think, wow, this is a celebrity candidate who'd bring national attention and name recognition and money into the race. Others take a look and say, she is a pretty traditional liberal Hollywood Democrat, and that is a difficult sell in a red state like Kentucky. But let me tell you, that would be some fun race to have the Senate Minority Leader facing off against Ashley Judd.
And just briefly, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel returning from his first overseas trip, a bomb in Afghanistan as he arrived, two American soldiers killed. Yesterday, the Afghan president accusing the U.S. of working with the Taliban. That was tamped down as just political language, but a rocky trip.
a very rocky trip, did not accomplish what they were hoping for a first big foreign trip. President Karzai upset and making accusations, and they wasn't able to even schedule a meeting with Chuck Hagel. So, yes, very, very difficult as that Afghanistan war continues to wind its way through. Chuck Hagel hoping for a better reception than he got, no question.
Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, co-host of the network's webcast Top Line. Next time we're going to have to ask you about House Republican Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy saying he gave actor Kevin Spacey that line in the Netflix series House of Cards, "Don't surprise me."
Quite a model.
We'll ask you about that next time. Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you.